This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Milkweed, the plant for monarch butterflies. But it's not just the common milkweed. There are, in fact, several options. I'll get to those in a moment. Karen Oberhauser, director of the University of Wisconsin-Madison Arboretum, says part of the massive decline of the monarch is weather-related. Early warm springs tend to be associated with low monarch numbers. She says that may be due to the mismatch in the timing of milkweed availability. Habitat loss is the number one reason for the decline. I won't argue about the hows and whys of that, but rather now concentrate on how we can incorporate milkweed into our home gardens. While the common milkweed is easiest to grow and smells wonderful, there's also the rose milkweed, which prefers the soil to be wet to medium wet. This one's deer resistant. A tall one grows in upland forest areas. It's called poke milkweed. While not as stunning to look at, it provides great habitat for monarch larvae and some moths. One of the prettier milkweeds is a native called tall green. It's actually shorter than poke milkweed, growing to 4 feet tall. The prolific flowers are a white green. It grows in wet to dry soils. I have pictures and much more information on GardenBite.com. Take the time to look at these beauties. Whorled milkweed is a favorite of monarchs. Its narrow, whorled leaves and clusters of up to 20 white flowers at the top of the stem bloom between July and September, later than most milkweeds. This native grows to about 2 feet tall. The shortest member is called spider milkweed. It grows to 1 foot tall and has rose-white flowers surrounded by green that form in showy clusters. It's a good garden choice and is very tolerant of dry soils. Check out GardenBite.com and find Garden Bite on Facebook. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.